The Lord gave me this message about 2 weeks ago. As we were preparing for the new year, and I asked the Lord, "New year message? I want new year message. You know, it's got to be new year message." The Lord said this message. So, thank you. So turn with me. It's not something you have not heard before, but I believe this is of the Lord, and it is something that we all need to think about. To Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. And 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance to the measure of faith God has given you. Okay, we pause there. Paul goes on and talks about the body, you know, how we are all members of one body. And today I'd like us to focus on verse 2. All right, let's read verse 2 again. Can we do that? Verse 2, ready, whatever version that you have. 1, 2, go. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may prove what God's will is. The NIV says. Alright? Now this verse assumes and tells us a couple of things. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. Now, the first thing that it tells us is that this world has a pattern that is against God's design. This world has a pattern that is against, contrary to what God has designed for each one of us. Now, when we are born, we enter into a pattern, a culture of this world. And we move in that and we grow in that. You know, the Bible says that we are in this world, but not of the world. We are in, but not of. And so, Paul reminds us that there is a pattern in this world, a culture, a movement that it is against God's design. The second thing that this passage tells us is that there is a need to change. Verse 1 tells us there is a need to sacrifice or submit ourselves to God. Verse 2 tells us there is a need to renew our mind. Verse 3 tells us there is a need to think of ourselves in right perspective. Humility. So that number 1, there is a need to surrender. To submit. Number 2, there is a need to renew our mind. And number 3, there is a need to stay humble. Remember we talked about how God exalts the humble? He opposes the proud. And so there is a need for these three things in this passage. The end goal is this, that we may know and discern God's will. That we may know and that we may discern what God's will is. It is good and it is perfect. His good and perfect will. Acceptable. Some versions use that. Some versions, the NIV uses the word pleasing will of God. Now we all know that, right? We all know that there is a pattern. There is a need to change. And this is constant. Okay. And the end goal is that we discover God's will for us. Now, here's the message today. One sentence only, actually. Because we really need to think about this. Let's read verse 2 again. Verse 2 says, okay, verse 1 says, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Alright? And then, verse 2 says this, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, first part of this verse assumes one thing. It assumes that we are already in the pattern. Don't conform. So Paul basically is saying, stop, get out. He's saying, stop and get out. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Don't any longer, you know, means you're already in. How long? Don't know lah. Okay? For most of us, we are in as long as how old we are lah. That's it. Stop! Get out of this pattern that you are in. How many of you know it's humbling when someone comes and tells us that we are wrong? Right? Today, I believe what God wants us to do is to pause and reevaluate what we have been doing. Paul says, stop. Do not conform any longer to, you know, it's so easy to say, yeah, this world has a pattern, you know, but hey, I'm off the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, God is with me. I'm totally different from everybody else, right? Amen? Yeah, so easy to say that. But here Paul is saying, stop. Because we have been in a pattern, a form that we need to get out. As if God is saying, you're on the wrong track. You know what happens when you run on the wrong track? Y'all run. School got run. No, this school like never run. Got run. Okay. There are 8 lanes in a track, correct? Some of you don't know. Only one lane, is it? Y'all run only one. There are certain events which allow you to cross lanes. There are other events that don't. Okay? The short distance, the sprints don't allow you. If you are on lane number one, means you got to stay on lane number one. You cross the lane, what happens? Red flag. And then, at the end of the race, they will ask the official why you raise your red flag. The official will say, lane number two went over the other side. and disqualification. It's as simple as that. You put your leg across the other line, you are disqualified. So, I believe that God wants to challenge us this morning and ask us, are we running on the right track? Because if we are, God's grace tells us, stop, don't run any longer, because, hey, there is a pattern that you get sucked into. How many of you watch an old movie entitled Dead Poets Society? Seen that before? All the old people. Okay. Two plus me, three. Okay, my wife has seen it. Okay, Dead Poets Society, right? Okay, anyway, if you're interested, go and look for it lah. There is this one particular scene, Robin Williams, okay? He is a teacher in the school. So there's one particular scene. He gets all these students out in the courtyard and he tells them, right, to march, to just walk. And so they walk around randomly. And like, walk! So they walk. Okay, they just march around randomly. And then, in a couple of seconds, every single one of them was moving in the same formation, having the same steps. Did he ask them to do that? No. This is what happens to us. If you are in a society, culture, and you are not intentional about being, you know, cutting certain things off, what will happen is this. We will unconsciously walk at the same pace, march the same steps, and move in the same sequence like everybody else. Now imagine this. If there are 10 people marching in a circle and one fellow comes and says, hey, join them. Just walk. Automatically, this person will march. Most of us, this world itself has different cultures. Your school culture has a certain form, work culture has a certain form, family got, you know, a certain form. But here's the question. Are these forms, these patterns, good and pleasing to the Lord? Some of them are just neutral. But others, God just looks down and shakes his head. You know, we sometimes get this culture, we embrace this teaching, but everybody does it teaching, you know that? Okay, don't throw rubbish around, but everybody does it. It's okay. Have you been to Pasar Malam after Pasar Malam? For me, in Sungai Dua, every Saturday night, Pasar Malam, right? And Pasar Malam closes at, 10 something, okay? And when the Pasar Malam closes, it's just rubbish on the whole floor. And I have passed, you know, in front of this U hotel, I pass, there's traffic like that, I pause, and I've literally seen this. A guy walked out from the house with a garbage bag, plastic bag, obviously it's garbage, and he threw it outside on the road. Oof. The whole road filled with rubbish, what? All the, you know, just Pasar Malam just ended. Somebody is going to come and clean it tomorrow morning. And so while I was stopping at the traffic lights, one guy came out from the house, rubbish, in the middle of the road. There's rubbish there anyway. Somebody is going to clean it anyway. It is a pattern. And that pattern starts inside. And we adopt it. And after a while, that's where you throw your rubbish every Saturday. It becomes part and parcel of your culture. And I won't be surprised if the next generation does the same thing, because he's going to tell his kid, son, get the rubbish out today. And so, he gets the rubbish out, and what does he do? He does exactly what his father does, right? Boom. And so, that pattern continues. Unless we intentionally go against it, we will be stuck with it. Let's look at Romans chapter 12 again and read that part before chapter 12, chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 33. I'm reading from the NIV. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Paul goes at the end of chapter 11 and tells of the greatness and the goodness of God. Who knows? No one. Who can? No one. Except God. The depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. That reminds me. We've done the study of James, right? James tells us, if anyone of you lacks wisdom, what should you do? Ask. Go to God. And here, Paul reminds us of the immense greatness, riches, wisdom, knowledge of God. Who knows the mind of God? Who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? Rhetorical questions, obviously, no one, no one, no one. For from him, through him, to him are all things. And we sing, we have a song based on this verse, right? To him be glory forever. Amen. Therefore, do these things. Number one, submit. Number two, change. Number three, stay humble. Yeah. Submit, renew, stay humble. Get out of the pattern. This morning, I'd like to end with this. To ask us this question. What is God's will for our lives? Now, his will is in the Bible, right? Everything in the Bible. Yeah, that's his general will. Okay? That's his general will. But specifically, God is calling us and giving us a specific purpose, every single one of us. On a broad perspective, that's His general will. Narrow down a bit. Then there's us as a community, as a church. God has a plan and a purpose for this church. And that's why we are here. That's why we are back here. You know, we believe that God is moving us again. Why is activated faith a team? Because that is what He wants to do with us. Narrow down some more. For each one of us as an individual, there is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That is the goal. But here's the thing. Unless we stop and get out of the pattern, we may not understand what His will is. Now, this pattern finds itself in various forms. In your school, in your college, in your workplace, in society, in culture, and sometimes in ministry as well. Ministry sometimes got one pattern. And so we are asking God constantly, you know, how should we do ministry? Because we can be in ministry and still be caught up. There's a quote by Miriam Booth, the daughter of the founder of Salvation Army. And she says this: "It is wonderful to do the Lord's work. It is wonderful to do the Lord's work, but it is greater still to do the Lord's will. It is wonderful to do the Lord's work, but it is greater still to do the Lord's will." And so this new year, as we enter 2018, the year of activated faith, we need to pause right now, first Sunday, and say, "God, what is this pattern that I'm not supposed to be in?" And if we think about it, really, I'm sure all of us can come up with maybe not one, two, maybe three or four, a couple of patterns that we are not supposed to be in. A pattern of this world. Paul says, do not conform any longer. Enough lah. Enough. Don't shape yourself after this pattern anymore. Enough. Stop. Now be transformed. The renewing of your mind has to do with how we perceive things. In fact, you put verse 1, verse 2, verse 3 together. Okay? It has to do with our total being, you know. Because verse 1 talks about your body. Right? Offer your bodies as living sacrifice, all of you lah. Okay? Verse 2 talks about your mind. Okay? And verse 3 says, do not think of yourself, okay, the mind, more highly than you ought to, but with sober judgment. Has to do with inside your heart. Our total being. And so here's the challenge today. What are some of the tracks that we are running that God is saying, enough, don't run this one. Get aligned. You need to have a change perspective of how you see things. Renew your mind. Because when that happens, the Bible tells us, then, the second part of verse 2, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. In other words, you will know it. It is the test and approve is something like this. Okay. This is the picture. Alright. How many of you know that everything that is, I said this sometime before, everything that has value needs to be tested. Oh yeah, James, book of James. Sorry, I said this. Anything that has value needs to be tested. Okay, there is a stringent process to test everything that has value. So that at the end of the day, it is approved. When he says job sign. Right? It is approved. The quality of it, you know it because it is tested. Romans tells us that when your mind is renewed, you will know God's will to the extent whereby you can even say that it has gone through a stringent process. There is no maybe this is God's will. Because it is tested. And you know for sure that this is what God wants you to do. Through a renewed mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Not everything that we do is fun. Not everything that we do is nice. Life is sometimes not fun. Huh? No. If you cannot say that yet, means you haven't lived life yet. Life, a lot of times, is not fun. Okay. But it is. Is it? Here's the question: is it good and pleasing to the Lord? And that's the question I want to leave with every single one of us, you and I, as we enter 2018. Get off the tracks that you're not supposed to be on. Paul says, enough. Don't do this any longer. Now change perspective. Deal with three things. Deal with three things. Submission. Renewal of your mind. Humility. So that we can understand, know, test, approve His good and pleasing will. It is good to get involved in the Lord's work, but it is great to be involved in His will. Great to do His will. As we enter 2018, what is God challenging us to lay off and put on? The next couple of months, we're going to do a series, what I call the More series. More. Not chips more, you know. More. You look at the Bible, you know, many times God says, more. We are more than conquerors. Live life to the full. And so as we begin this year and say, hey, let's get off this track. No more. Don't conform anymore to the pattern of this world. We're going to step into something that is more than all that. More than more. More. So, next week onwards, we will begin talking about that. We're talking about, you know, what does it mean when the Bible says that we are more than conquerors? What does it mean? You know, got to live life to the full. What does it mean when, you know, the Bible says that there are certain things that He will give us more than we can imagine? Know Him more. Give more. Amen. Do more, what? More hair. I don't know. Abide in me so that you can bear much. Next week. But before we even go into that, and this is really serious, one point only lah today. Do not conform any longer. That's it. And we need to ask ourselves, what is it we are conforming to? What is it we need to stop? And what are some of the things that need a transformation in our lives? We're going to partake of the Lord's Supper right now. And as we do that, I'd like us to just reflect right now. First Lord's Supper of the day, of the year. The Lord's Supper is symbolic of what Christ has done for us. His death on the cross, His body broken for us, His blood that was shed for us. Now all that so that we can have access, we can have a relationship with God. All that so that we can know His will for our lives. Or else we'll never know God, never know His will. So as we begin 2018 by saying, God, change my heart, renew my mind, change the way I live. You know, you need to do that. Get out of this pattern. Sometimes the pattern is expected of us, and it's difficult to intentionally say no. That's the way that we discover what God's will is. When we renew our mind, when we stop, get out of the pattern and renew our mind to see it from a different light. And then God does something. So the challenge for us right now as we enter is that. Let's bow our heads right now as we give thanks to the Lord. I'm going to give you about a minute or so just to come before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, what is this pattern that you no longer want me to be in? That I need to get out? And ask the Lord for strength. Be strong and very courageous. This is a new season, a new year. More than just a new year, but a new season that God is taking us through. Father, you have heard the cry of our heart. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your revelation of certain patterns that we have been embracing, certain patterns of this world, certain patterns that do not align with your will for us. Father, we ask, Lord, that you will give us the faith, that measure of faith to stop and no longer be conformed to that pattern. To stop and to intentionally get aligned. To stop, O God, and to allow you to renew our mind. To give us, Father, we pray, a clear perception, a renewed way of thinking, of looking at things, so that we will be able to understand what your good, pleasing, and perfect will is
for each one of us. And help us, Lord, to live in that will. So, Father, we come before you right now and we ask for great things. We want to align ourselves to you. And we ask, Lord, that you do great things in our midst because we choose to submit, to renew, and to stay humble. For the emblems, Lord, we want to give you thanks. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your body that was broken for us, your blood that was shed for us, that we can come this morning knowing that you are here with us. That we can come this morning knowing that your desire for each one of us is to prosper us, is to give us hope and a future. And so, Father, we give you thanks for these emblems as we partake of it. Father, we ask, Lord, that we would constantly be aligned and reminded of the wonderful things that you are doing in our midst, and constantly reminded of who you are, God, our great and mighty God. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.